Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host for today, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is May the 21st, 2018. Man, half the year is already gone, y'all. And it's a Monday. Glad to be with you all today. Just want to say big ups to my man Roz and Jenna that held down the show on Friday. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. Wasn't able to do that. Had some things I needed to do. And so thank you, brothers, for what you do. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, all of the listeners and callers, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, and all of you. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. So today is a Monday, and we have a live show for you today. Let me just pull everything up. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And if I'm reading something or looking at something, you can very easily just go ahead and say, excuse me, we'll hear you, and we'll definitely bring you up for your questions or comments, okay? And we're able to do that because we have Black Talk Radio Network, and it's one of the last vestiges of our overall ability to communicate each other in a very sincere and grassroots way. And this platform and this network needs your support. And if you would, give a donation to Black Talk Radio Network. You can very easily do that by going to the website and then make a donation, and then they send that donation to Black Talk. Hold on one second. Send that to make the donation. The prompt will come up, and you can see where you can send your donation with the address to Black Talk Media, and is Black Talk Radio Network. So please do that, because all donations are greatly appreciated. regardless of their overall denomination. It's needed to be able to continue to facilitate this network in doing everything that we've been doing and do so much more. So would implore you all, for those of you that listen and take from the overall platform, please give some back. Very, very, very important, okay? So you could do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and hitting there and then hitting the donation prompt, and then that's where you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can stay on. Okay, so that's one way. You can also support the network by becoming a member in its social media outlet known as BTR Community, www.btrcommunity. And you can also find that on the website. You can find BTR Community there. And joining BTR Community for only $24 a year allows you to be able to have a social media outlet that you can promote things about you, your business, someone else's business, things that you think are relevant, just the postings that you would like to engage in, thought-provoking conversations or postings, or actually instructional things, as long as they are all within good reason. Have no problem. It's a social media outlet that is not there to use you and to actually data mine you and get paid from doing it that way. And so your profile will not be compromised on by intentions of this network. It could be compromised only if it was hacked and other things, but it would not be under the overall guidelines and the purpose and the mission of this overall platform. It's here for you, the everyday listener, and it's the only place that I actually post inside of Black Talk. BTR Community is the only place. So you could go to www.btrcommunity, sign up for $24 a year, and right now, while you do that, there's a 30-day free membership, 30-day trial period that you can engage in, just so you can see what's happening and how that could help you. So very, very important. So also, if you would like to acquire real money while we still can, by exchanging your coupons or the slave wage that is given to us for real money, you can do that by going to prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. It's a full-service precious metals company, so definitely go there. Check out what's in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com. Tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener or a Black Talk Radio Network listener. Someone will get in contact with you, and that's to your benefit. Will only be used for your benefit, mainly to explain to you the proper way of acquiring the precious metals, and there's not going to be any sales pitch from that at all. So definitely, definitely please do that. Also, there is the legacy. Establishing your legacy, your family's legacy. The Legacy Wealth Management Seminar is going to be on from Saturday, June the 9th and 10th, Saturday and Sunday, and that's going to be here in Dallas. Definitely want to be a part of that seminar, talking about trust and foundations. I will be giving a presentation on Sunday, so would love to see some of you there. And you could do that, and the best way to do that is to you can contact me, email me at wolf6pack1@gmail, wolf6pack1@gmail, and just say, hey, Dave, would like more information. L.A. Ramon, definitely call me. I tried to call you today. Whenever you get a chance, hit me back, L.A. Ramon. And that is a seminar that you all should definitely, definitely be a part of. Very, very beneficial, that overall seminar in establishing the correct way to establish a trust in the foundation that you could actually, so many benefits to it. I can't even go into what it is that it all entails, but it is definitely worth it. You will be given instructions on how to set up the proper way for a trust and foundation, and you will say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, when you have a trust and foundation, there isn't anything, not even the IRS can do to you. Yep, this is why so many and it's a whisper thing. You have to be structured correctly in a trust and foundation. It has to be done correctly for you to benefit that. And I think that's a great opportunity for you all to engage in that. Well worth it. So definitely come on down to Dallas, and that is going to be the 9th and the 10th of June. Okay? Looking forward to seeing some of you all there. All right, so let me get set up here, jump into what's in the news as soon as my computer.
Hey Dave, I got a quick question for you about precious metals.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so I was reading this article on, I had actually posted it in our chat room. Let me pull it back up from Zero Hedge. And they were talking about Turkey is repatriating all its gold from the United States. And it has a graphic which says World Official Gold Holdings, International Financial Statistics, May 2018. And it lists the top, let me see, give me just a second, the top 20 nations with the top, you know, holdings in gold, in tons, and then how much in reserves. Now, there's not a single African country on here in those 20 nations. But yes, South Africa has the top producing gold mine. So who, I mean, how is that possible? Who owns the gold coming out of South Africa? They got the world's top producing mine. They just giving the gold away? What the hell?
Basically, Scott. Scotty. And you know what? That's going to be a part of today's show. And this is why today's show is Be About Your Business. And Scotty, that because our first posting is actually with Turkey repatriating their gold. You're absolutely right, and we need to talk about that and what's happening. See, and we're going to get into that, Scotty. So just hold on and bear with me on that, because that is what today's show is really really all about. Is in today's show is Be About Your Business, and that's. It's funny how Scotty just picked up right away from that, and that was my overall intentions today for today's show is because of that, and the exact same thing, the exact same reason why Scotty brought that out. In the top gold holding, in the top 10, you know, Africa, there is no African country that is in there.
Dave, they not even in the top 20.
No. There's not even a mention of a African country that's in, you know, in there in the top 10, nor the top 20. But, and also in the top 10, there's not even 10 countries that's there. There's only 9 countries that are there. And that's what, and if you, if you know what you would do is, I'm going to post in there from the World Gold Organization's the holdings, the actual holdings, and the holdings itself is, you know, is distorted and not really really true, and you have to be able to know looking through it. Because this is the whole setup with the system, and the system wants you not to know certain things. So, World Gold Organization who holds the numbers. Now, these numbers that they have are completely deceptive, and they're deceptive for a lot of different reasons. But we need to definitely know that. And so I'm going to pull that up and then post it. But I was just saying, in the top 10, there's not even 10 nations that's there. I think, if I remember correctly, it's not a African country until 27. I need to check on that. But that was going to be today's show. And I will definitely do that. And it's very, very important. There's a hidden message that's there, a very hidden message. And there is some very, very importance to it. So we'll definitely get into that. Great, great question, Scotty. Let me pull this up. Scotty, I greatly, greatly appreciate that one. But that's what today's show is going to be about. And we're going to take a look at that and why that is so important for you, the everyday listener that listens to Tando Radio Show, that listens to Black Talk Radio Network. It has a very, very strong implication. And not only that, it puts to light what is really happening and how things continuously they transfer out of different countries. But the real control is placed somewhere else. And so what you want to do is go to World Gold Council, and you can check out the overall holdings. And I'm going to do that. Oops. Let me get that set up so that you can see, and we need to talk about that for today's show. Very, very, very in important. So let me just see. And yep, in 25 is that's what I thought. In the first 26, South Africa being 29, and yep, not one. So it moved down. So out of the top 40, there's only one African nation. Wait a minute, let me see. Two African nations. Only two African nations. So very, very important, and we'll definitely take a look at that and why that's so, so important, because Scotty is absolutely right. Say, hey, what's going on here? So that's what we're going to be talking about today's show. Okay, so before we do that, we're going to jump into a couple of things. We're going to jump into what's in the news at any time. If you would like to jump into the conversation, then don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Would love to hear from you. Very, very, very important. All right, so we're going to jump into today's we're going to take a look at what's in the news. And let me just pull up. Sorry, y'all, my computer is giving me – what is that? Scotty, can you hear me? Hopefully I didn't lose.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. Let me just set this up here. First article I posted for today, and it kind of goes along with what Scotty was saying. And the first article is a tag on it. I have to reset this real quick. Sorry about this, you all. My computer, haven't been on it too much today, using another computer, and got kind of lagged out. All right, so first article, this one comes from Jens Fux, is a Turkish organization. And I said definitely for this one, you want to right-click to translate it to English. And I put Turkey has the headline is saying Turkey has 220 tons of gold sent back to them from the New York Fed vaults. And if you – let me pull this up, because this is going to be one of the key. Just got to right-click it to get it to go to English. And see if I could do that real quick. All right, so that's going to be the article. We'll come back to that. Next article, I got this one from AsiaTimes.com. Letter from Iran. Mr. Trump, you have been served. So check out, is a pretty good article. That's their top officials, including former CIA officials, Pentagons, and U.S. Army officers, and former diplomats demand explanations for Israel's actions within the past couple of months. And the actual posting is letter from Iran. Mr. Trump, you have been served. This whole thing is starting to build. The purge, y'all, the purge. Next article, very significant. Let me just say this. Turkey just repatriated their gold, and that's what today's show is going to be about, and is kind of what Scotty was alluding to as well. Hopefully I didn't. And one second, messing things up. I had to go back to it. Okay. Don't want to mess up the show. Let me do that. So Turkey has repatriated their gold. Now, in the Sputnik article that's posted, next one, it says, unlikely friends no more. Why Turkey and the UK are determined to patch things up. Remember, on Thursday, I was telling everyone how the actual Iranian pullout was really to attack two countries. Iran was just a figment. And one of the things about dealing with the overall U.S. and the corporation of the U.S. is that they're very diversionary in everything that they do. They make you think that they're going to do this when they're actually intending to do something else. The whole intent with not signing or getting out the Iranian agreement was to hurt and to target a couple of countries: Britain, Germany, the EU, and now Turkey as well, and the BRIC nations. That's why they really did it. And you can definitely follow this story. You can see. Never look at what they're telling you to look at. There's always something else. It's always a diversion. They're diversionary. They put up false. They put up a lot of bluffs. So check out that article. Next article from RT: China, U.S. sanctions likely to be discussed as agendaless meeting between Putin and Modi. Modi is the Prime Minister of India. They're meeting with Putin, and this is all about the overall war. And I think that this is a go-between. This has a lot of different implications here. This also could be after World War III, there could be a war, World War IV, that's fought between Russia and China. And Russia may be trying to establish all of its other allies now for that one. Or it's definitely the U.S. isn't even in major discussions from there. They're no longer relevant. No longer relevant. So Modi arrives in Sochi for an agendaless meeting with Putin, but it won't be chit chat. The two men must save key arm deals left up in the air by U.S. sanctions. So check out that article, and definitely probably will be bridging that overall. If they're not talking about that, they're going to be bridging the ties with China. Next article from Asian Times: the old allure of new money. Monetary innovations are not new and are usually connected with the yearning for some kind of revolution in the society. Cryptocurrency is no different. Check out that article. And let me just say, currency is currency and money is money. You got to know the difference between the two to remain relevant. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from South China Morning Post. Venezuela's Maduro celebrates record re-election. So check out that article. Next article from RT International: divide and conquer, America's blueprint for world peace, simply on a roadmap to disaster. Very, very important. We definitely need to touch some of this article possibly today if we had time. Next article, it goes hand in hand with us being about our business. Next article: the U.S. will not retake Venezuela so easily. That came from RT. Check out that article. And then Rise posted this one from that is Yenisef, and he says they are serious. They are Let me just see. Zimbabwe applies to rejoin Commonwealth and invites poll observers. Zimbabwe to rejoin the Commonwealth, boy. And Rye says you got to right-click it for English. So check out that one. Let me move this down. Dang on, it's not moving. All right. Next article, Rye posted from The Verge: teen monitoring apps, teen safe links, thousands of users' IDs and passwords. And Rye says, think these safety apps make your child safer? Think again. Totally, totally agree. It's a way to actually tag them and to monitor them and cross-triangulate them and to see where they are and to locate them, in my opinion. Don't be giving the babies that stuff. Don't need that. Next one, Rise got this one. Next article, Rise got this one from Business in China. China's social credit system has blocked people from taking 11-month flights for 4 months, for 11-month flights and 4 million train trips. Excuse me, I'm tripping. China's social media credit system has blocked people from taking 11 million flights and 4 million train trips. The social credit system is made up of a blacklisted punishing citizen for bad behavior by preventing people from being able to travel, getting loans or jobs, staying in hotels, or even limiting internet access. A national system that scores citizens has been compared to Black Mirror. Check out that article. And Roz said, it's coming here. It's already been here. And Roz is absolutely right. It's been here and is only going to expand. And this is how the system, this is why, how you get rid of this system is you don't participate in it at all. They're not gonna, the system will never ever give you anything without taking everything from you. And until we understand that and see the relevance of that and be committed to that, until it harms us enough to where we say enough is enough, we just haven't got there yet. But at some point, at some time, it will. There is no deal that you can make with the devil and you not lose your soul. Can't do it. And this article that Roz posted actually goes right along with it so well. And this is why last week on Tuesday's show, for me, the key is for us to leave this system. But in order for us, first, we have to first stop accepting everything from. We got to get everything that this system has taught us. We've got to get that type of behavior out of our lives. It's destroying yours, it's destroying mine, it's destroying ours collectively. So check out that article. Great article, Roz. Next article, Roz posted this one. The lanternfly eats everything in sight. The U.S. is looking delicious. Man, it's a good one. I don't think these disease-carrying and plant-eating insects are coming out in record numbers across the country by accident. This is part of the plan, in my opinion. Yeah, I totally agree, Roz. Great article there. Next article, Roz got this one from New Science. Blood from umbilical cords may help fix your brain after a stroke. And that's some of that stem cell technology and everything. A healing balm from the brain. The infusion from the umbilical cord, core blood seems to help people recover better after a stroke. Strokes occur when blood can't reach the brain cells because of a blockage or burst a vessel, causing them to rapidly starve and die. So check out that from New Science. I'm not so there's so much I don't believe anything that science says nowadays. And this and Rod said, this is what real vampires look like to me. That's not the stuff in the movies, though. This is a part of it, too. More black mothers and children's blood and DNA have been stolen. Yes, it has. So very, very important. Until we have our own complete system, then I think that every systematic mechanism is put into place nowadays to serve the overall underlying controlling factor of subjugation and enslavement. So check out that article. Great article, Roz. Next article, Cascadia's mass mega quake risk rise as slow slip begins. Yeah, Roz says, I totally understand why you left the West Coast. Yeah, definitely. The chance of subduction zone mega quakes is slightly higher right now. And I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of, you know, with Hawaii is in really, really, really dangerous grounds. You know, when I did the show right after, it was a Monday, a couple of Mondays ago, and it was after the Friday that they announced the opening of the second Atlantic fleet. Now, I didn't think it was a coincidence that Hawaii had that earthquake, the sizable earthquake with the volcanism that was going on there. That overall, the Big Island is very, very susceptible. For all of Hawaii is susceptible to seismic activity and volcanism, volcano activity. But the way that the lava flow and the eruption that's happened now at Kilauea was very dangerous is that a part of the island can actually slip into to the ocean, and that's going to cause, and if you have that plus an earthquake that displaces the ocean floor by rising it plus the slippage of land going in all at one time, that will cause a tsunami that everything that it hits, and it would hit everything on the west coast of the United States, Central America, and South America. It will decimate that because that overall wave of displaced water, or known as a tsunami, could be hundreds of feet, depending on where you are, depending on the shelf that builds up. But it could be really bad because the one thing about Los Angeles in that area, it has a deep shelf, so a lot of water can be absorbed in that but other places don't have that great cliff and shelf that they have in on the West Coast. Los Angeles doesn't have it, but some parts of Southern California do, and that would be able to absorb some of the water or rebuffet some of the water. But if Kilauea continues and there's actual slippage into the Pacific plus an earthquake that displaces the overall seafloor that by rising it, or just from a major earthquake and having that type of slippage, that tsunami, and you know, everybody became very familiar with tsunamis when it was the Boxer Day tsunami that was in Indonesia, and then later Japan had their tsunami. We're all familiar with that, but tsunamis are no joke, and so hopefully this does not happen. But it's not looking good, and I'm telling you, man can interfere with it. And there are some pretty stark warnings about what's going on the Big Island right now, and it's pretty concerning. They don't tell you. See, the system doesn't tell you what's happening and everything because they don't want you to be prepared, and they don't want you to – because they want you to be right where that best serves them. Every crisis, if the crisis around the world didn't have as many victims, then it wouldn't be a relative crisis anymore. And then the system would no longer be able to what? Justify its existence in your mind for them to be relevant for enough to be that we need them and use all of this to their advantage. And I wouldn't be surprised if slippage was intentionally created, because the overall perfect plausible deniability is there in the volcanic activities of that's going on now. I keep forgetting the daggone. Shoot, I forget. Keep forgetting the volcano, the eruption that's going on. So y'all all know what it is. So it's
Kilauea,
the same thing.
Dave.
It's
Kilauea.
What's that, Scotty?
It's Kilauea.
Kilauea. I don't know why I keep forgetting to say Kilauea, and I know it. I just keep, every time it's time for me to say it, I forget. And Kilauea presents the perfect opportunity. And I just think it's always better to be prepared, because one of these opportunities they're going to take, you know, Fukushima was the perfect opportunity to get people massively, their immune systems weakened throughout the whole world. And they've done just that. And silently. Nobody notices, nobody cares.
Dave,
what's that, Scotty?
In case people want to look it up, the proper term is flank failure, which Kilauea has had that in the past. I'm reading an article that was published in 2002, and I'll just read a little bit from it. It says, one of the greatest hazards associated with oceanic volcanoes is not volcanic in nature, but lies with the potential for catastrophic flank failure. Such flank failure can result in devastating tsunamis and threaten not only the immediate vicinity, but coastal cities along the entire rim of an ocean basin. Kilauea volcano on the island of Hawaii is a potential source of such flank failures, and I'll leave it there.
Yep, and that's, you know, some people, you know, that is real. That is extremely, extremely, and the overall volcanism that's happening now at Kilauea right now is a major, major threat, because if that happens, And that, man, that tsunami would be more than just a 20-year event, 100-year event. It would be an epic, epic historical event. And because of how much water displacement that Kilauea through flank failure or flank slippage, what Scotty said, how much that could cause is beyond imaginable. You're talking about Los Angeles getting hit with a tsunami that's over 120 feet, 150 feet. Water coming in a tsunami in one big wave. That, and is all of the conditions for that to happen is happening, and it's happened before, so can definitely happen again. And I wouldn't be surprised if someone would see an opportunity to benefit from that in creating such a displacement or a slippage. And it's not hard to do. All it takes is the properly placed devices along with their heart capabilities. There go the earth is shaking. So let me just tell you why that's so real quick, and I move on. Why would you ever put a nuclear reactor on a active fault line unless you intended for a so-called accident that was an intentional conspiracy to happen? And then you can say for all the dummies of the world, oh man, that was such a bad, that, you know, oh, that was so horrible. But who in their right mind, who in their right intentions would do something like that unless you have a criminal intention that's behind it? Do you know how many how many nuclear power plants are on active fault lines? I mean, severe fault lines. This is why Fukushima, it was on an active fault line. Santa Ana in Southern California, near San Diego, in between San Diego and Los Angeles, is on an active fault line. Diablo is on in Northern California, is on an active fault line. Who does that? Who really, really does that? And we got to think about, why would somebody do that? Just because it didn't happen today, that means that they put things in place 20, 30, 100 years from now, so everybody will never see the ticking time bomb. Everything that we do in this system is a ticking time bomb that always explodes. But you know what happened? What happens? It explodes into a silent killer, so we don't see the overall demise right in front of us. It's a slow, methodical. But you know the pressures of this world, that in itself should tell you, this is intentional. So didn't want to go too much into that because we got a show already lined up, but go wherever, you know, we need to go. But it's very, very significant. We need to be aware of these things. These things aren't happen chance. And Brother OG said instant population reduction. Yes. Because let me tell you why OG said that. Think about it. I want you to think about it real quick. And this all goes with today's show. And I'm going to get back to what's in the news. But think about this. Where are the masses amount of people congregated throughout the world? Where are they amassed? Where the system tells them to put up camp. There is no way in the world that there is a population problem on this planet. Never has been, never can be. You can fit the whole human population on the Isle of Madagascar with room to spare for creating food and everything else, and you wouldn't have people within eyesight of you. So this is all a lie and a deception. They centralize people because when you congregate the sheeple, it's easy to lead them to slaughter. This is why we have to start thinking anew. We can't use the same consciousness that's creating this problem. Got to think anew. So Think about that. The major cities that would get hit with this tsunami: Puget Sound, Seattle. So Seattle would be adversely affected by it. San Francisco, all of the Pacific coastal areas. Food for the United States would be totally, totally destroyed, because the water would go far inland, so that it would just be completely unfarmable. Dams would burst and everything else. It would knock out everything in California. It would go in very, very deep, depending on how the shelves are. California, Los Angeles would be no more. Los Angeles would be no more. The United States itself could not afford for Los Angeles to be no more. The port of Los Angeles would be gone. Long Beach would be gone. The port of Los Angeles, gone. Major, major infrastructure, financial infrastructure that you depend on because of our overall engagement in the system. They are not depending on the economy. They make you dependent on the economy. They make us dependent on the economy. Those that control things, we're going to get into that for today's show about the goal, the control of the goal. They're not affected by any of this stuff. They use this as a leverage to maintain their overall influence to get you to congregate and to be led to slaughter. That's why there's major cities throughout the world. When you have the overall capability to create sustainability practically everywhere on the planet, you just got to do some adjusting or stuff, and you'll do well. But see, they don't want that type of displacement. You know why? Can't tax you. Can't subjugate you. Can't establish law for you, because it's you're too spread out. They don't know what you're thinking. They don't know what you're doing. You're not following their agenda. So what do? Pack you in like sardines. And first thing that people say, I remember, was on a train in New York. And I heard some idiots make this very ignorant and naive statement. And I'm sorry for... No, I'm not sorry for it. It was just a very ignorant statement by an idiot. Guy's talking to another friend of his, and the subway is packed. And he said, yeah, this is why we need another war, so they can nuke half of the people off of the planet. This daggone train is too GD crowded. I hope they do it soon. See, subconsciously we know what the agenda always is really about. But we become retarded to doing anything about it. And accepting the truth. Because then that means that we would deny our comfort level with it. And
Hey, Dave, you know that's the premise of the Avengers Infinity War, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the premise, man. It's too many people in the universe. Gotta kill off half of them.
Wow.
That's Thanos' mission.
What did you say, Scotty?
The arch villain named Thanos, that's his mission. That's why he's trying to gather all the Infinity Stones so he can snap his fingers and eliminate half the universe's population, because he says that life is unsustainable if it isn't kept put in check.
Pest control. Pest control always turns into people control, because people become a pest to the system. And they name it accordingly. Wow, I didn't know that. There you go. All right, so let's get back into it. Next article, Roz posted this one from Clear Science: why antibiotic pollution is a global threat. Man, great. So true. This antibiotic stuff is crazy. Antibiotics is what man has created as a synthetic way to keep you sick. Natural cures are the keys to everything. Next article, Rise put this from Wake Up World. Man, I love this. Myrrh oil, the health benefit of this holy oil. Very, very true. Check out that article. Then next one, Rise posted from Wake Up World. Defenders of open internet deliver a historical win as Senate vote to restore net neutrality. Check out that article. And so there were a couple of more there. Next article, Rise posted this one from the anti-media. He says, and his commentary is, the U.S. is done. Russia and Europe and China discuss new Iranian nuclear deal. Leave the U.S. aside. Yeah, we had posted that one. So true. Great posting, Rise. Next article, this one's from anti-media. Rise posted this one. Thousands of Swedes have implanted microchips in their hands. Check out that article. So, grab a couple more, sir. Next article Rise got from anti-media is EU, Iran agrees to salvage nuclear deal despite U.S. Breach of agreement. Check out that article. Next article, Rise got this one from the New York Times. Trump's charm and threats may not be working on China. Here's why. Great article. Check that out. Then there was an article I posted was from Tweeting, telling Twitter from Nothing But Criminal News, NBC News. Secretary of State vowed to hit Iran with the strongest sanctions in history if his government does not change course. Check out that one. And then there was the actual one I got from Wall Street Journal. U.S. lays out demands for new Iranian deal. And I want to definitely take a look at that. Next article, we're going to carry this on Friday. Move this one. Is this one came from Sovereign Man. It's a series that they're doing really good, and we're going to take a look at the series, but this will be one for Friday if I could get this to stop jumping around. And this one is from America's Long-Term Challenge number 2. Number 1 was debt. Number 2 is the retirement crisis. Very, very important. And we're going to be carrying out those on the Financial Fridays. These are going to be the crisis, America's long-term challenge. Number one is debt. Number two is the retirement crisis. We're going to be taking a look at this starting this Friday. Next article from Celebrity Figurehead from Your Newswire. Celebrity Figurehead Secretary of State demands Iran withdraw forces from Syria, threatens the strongest sanctions in history. We're going to take a look at that. Huge move. So, and this goes right along with everything that's going on. Scotty, I'm gonna just drop this into. See if I could drop this. If you could play this, let me see if I could grab it. No, okay. I'm gonna have to go to Twitter and no. Hold on. Where did I see? Okay, where did I get it from? Where is it? It is. One second. I want you to hear the celebrity figurehead give the Iranian their what they think the new deals are. This tells the U.S. is completely going to be ignored globally, and it's going to cause some. They're going to jump off, and this is all the setup. And then this goes right into today's show. Be about your business. And put it that way because the system is definitely positioning itself to pull the rug out from under so many. Don't want them to grab us. Don't want them to grab you, if at all possible. So what I want to do is I want to post this as soon as it pops up real quick. Hopefully it doesn't give me a hard time. I think it is. Oh, and real quick while it does that, I read an article where CNN has lost 30% of his viewership and is probably going to be going under. It's really naive network. And it's down to under a million viewers. So this one is from RT. Let me see. All right. So let me go to YouTube. This is a real quick video that, and I want you all to hear what the U.S. is now, the corporation of the U.S. is now trying to push on Iran. And really what it's doing is pushing it on all of us, on all of its allies. It's pushing it on, and this is the thing, the Iranian sanctions are going to be tough, man, because they're not targeting Iran. That's just a move through. This is an attack on Germany.
Did you post it in the chat?
England?
I don't see it.
And Turkey. Yeah, Scotty, my computer's acting up real slow, so I'm going to post it in there. I'll let you know once I get it in there. Scotty, let me see if I, okay, should be able to get it from here real quickly.
Dave, I would say they trying to do this because this time there seems to be some resistance among their so-called allies. I was just seeing reports about that today, about the EU is even looking to pass a law that will protect them from them sanctions. Some of the companies.
And you're absolutely right, because they're coming together. So what is that going to leave the U.S. to do? That's going to leave them to only have one choice and one choice only. That's to attack them militarily. And how do they attack them militarily? They don't attack Germany militarily. Who do they attack? They attack every country that Germany needs to be able to have an effective, efficient economy. Who is that? Russia and Iran. Now that puts them in major, major harm's way. And what's their response going to be? We just got a new pact. If you attack them, you're attacking us. And guess what the U.S. is going to say? Stay out of it, and they're going to attack them. And then they're going to respond with, you left us no choice. You left us no choice but to attack you. And that's where this war is going to jump off. This is where Germany is going to join the BRIC nations and side with Russia and as well as Britain.
You know what's confusing?
It's the progression of things.
What's confusing to me, Dave, is that China and Russia are not going to stop doing business in Iran, and actually China's talking about increasing, I guess, purchase of Iranian energy, oil, whatever it is. And so what's confusing to me, though, is, okay, now, you know, Trump is so doggone dysfunctional, man. What's the word I'm looking for? It's like schizophrenic, man. On one hand, he talking about, oh, we're going to start a trade war with China. Then the next thing, oh, China's going to buy billions of goods from the U.S., which China has not said it will. I mean, but how are you going to pull this off when China holds so much? How are you going to sanction China when China holds your debt? So much of your debt. It's just it's so confusing, man. It's such a tangled web.
Yeah, it really, really is. And one of the things that they need to do is they need to have that entanglement that you're talking about, Scotty, because that entanglement actually hides what their true nature is. And so that everyone get caught, and then what happens is they buy off into the war propaganda, and they buy off into, when we accept the war, instead of saying, no, we're not going by this, no, this ain't, you're lying, they're lying, and then we pull ourselves out of it, we try to say that, you know, and we get sucked into the overall trap. And that's what this real intention is. Scotty, I found it. We don't have to play the whole thing. Let me, but I do want us to hear just some of it. Let me see if I can find a shorter one, because this one is pretty long. It's 21 minutes, and I don't want to do that because that's way too long. We don't need that for what we... Okay.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave his first
One second. I think we're going to go with this one. All right, here we go. I got it, Scotty. I'm going to send it and post it inside. And this is from Cerebrally Naive Network. I don't know if they're going to play the right. No, let me go to this one real quick, Scotty. Sorry, you all. All right, listen, check this out. We're going to go into a commercial break. When we come out of our commercial break, excuse me, my computer's messing up. When we come out of the commercial break, then we'll jump into today's show. We're going to hear a quick snippet from Pompeo on the sanctions of Iran. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. Give me an extra 2 minutes, Scotty. Listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, I'm going to post this. I got it. I'll post it inside of the chat room for you to play this one. I want you to hear what some of the stipulations for, because the one that I had earlier was really, really good, but I just can't get it to come back up. So, and this is Pompeo giving the new strategy for Iran and how they're going to be hitting them with hard sanctions. And it's not really Iran is definitely caught in this whole thing, but it is really the real target is, like I was saying, is the nations. And Scotty asked the gold questions earlier. It's particularly significant nations, Turkey being one, England being another, Germany being another. Why? Because they repatriated their gold. That's why. And so when that happens, what do you have to do? You got to create a war environment so nobody else could get theirs. And not only that, you can delay or not give those that ask for their gold. So I posted it there, Scotty, if you would check that out. So while Scotty, today's show is Be About You. The business. Now, very, very important. There was an article that was about Turkey. And while we're waiting on that, let me just read this article. What happened to? Wow.
No, okay. I got it up, Dave.
I spent the first couple weeks of my time as a Secretary of State working to try to see if there wasn't a way to fix the deal. I spoke with my European counterparts. I traveled there. In my 13th hour as Secretary of State, I was on the ground in Brussels speaking with my European counterparts. We couldn't get it done. We couldn't reach agreement there. The United States intends to work hard at the diplomatic piece of working alongside all of our partners. We focus on the Europeans, but there are scores of countries around the world who share our concerns and are equally threatened by the Iranian regime. It's that shared interest, it's the value set, which will ultimately drive, I believe, a global response to this, to the world's largest state sponsor of terror. I'm convinced it can take place. My team is going to work diligently to do that. We're going to do so in the context of trying to address the concerns of all of our partners.
Yeah,
I'm convinced that over a period of time, there will be a broad recognition that the strategy that President Trump has laid out is the right one, that will put Iran in a place where it will one day rejoin civilization in the way that we all hope that it will.
It's clear through your comments this morning that you truly want tough sanctions. And I think that there is some remaining concern about how are you going to deal with the nuclear concerns. Can you speak to that for just a bit? And let me say to our audience, by the way, that I wish we had more time with the Secretary this morning. And there will be an abrupt and a hard stop because we have to get him out to the CIA and for the swearing-in ceremony, and we don't want you late for that. So talk to us about it.
Got to go back one more time.
One more time.
Look, the nuclear file is imperative. It presents the largest, most severe threat for sure. The JCPOA fell short. It was a delay. Our aim is to get that permanently fixed. I mentioned quickly, right, we ask our other Middle Eastern partners to do hard things. We put a 1-2-3 agreement in front of them and say, this is what you have to do. And they say, hey, the Iranians are rich. That's a reasonable, that seems to me a reasonable point. Well, our demands from Iran aren't unreasonable. Give up your program. End it. Should they choose to go back? Should they begin to enrich? We're fully prepared to respond to that as well. I'm certainly not going to share with you today precisely what our response will be. But we watch them talk. We've heard them say, I hope that they'll make a different decision, that they'll choose a different path. We welcome them taking a path that other nations in their region are beginning to take as well.
Well, can you explain for us the sanctions structure and how you intend to target the Iranian regime without hurting our European friends?
Well, anytime sanctions are put in place, countries have to give up economic activity. So the Americans have given up economic activity now for an awfully long time. And I'll concede, there are American companies who would love to do business with the Islamic Republic of Iran. There's a huge market there. It's a big, vibrant, wonderful peoples. But everyone's going to have to participate in this. Every country is going to have to understand that we cannot continue to create wealth for Qasem Soleimani. Right? That's what this is. At the end of the day, this money has flowed to him. The economics have permitted them to run roughshod across the Middle East. Our effort is to strangle his economic capacity to do harm to the Middle East and to the world. Nuclear programs aren't cheap. To the extent we are effective at making it more difficult on the Iranian regime, we will reduce their capacity to continue to build out their nuclear weapon system as well.
You've laid out a very, very bold plan this morning. Do you have a time frame for getting all this done?
So the sanctions are back in place and are winding down over the next 155 days. There's lots more work in place. It is an effort across all of government. We're working certainly diplomatically in the lead, but Department of Commerce, Department of Defense, each of us has the same mission from President Trump. I can't put a timeline on it, but at the end of the day, the Iranian people will decide the timeline. At the end of the day, the Iranian people will get to make a choice about their leadership. If they make the decision quickly, that would be wonderful. If they choose not to do so, we will stay hard at this until we achieve the outcomes that I set forward today.
Well, Mr. Secretary, again, on behalf of the Heritage Foundation and the scholars here who've been working on these issues for a very long time, we want to thank you.
All right, so there you go. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo answered.
Okay, thanks, Scotty. All right, so I actually posted in with some of the things that they reported that they wanted them, the Iranians, to do. And they basically had 12 demands. Who are they to demand anything? And if you hear what everything was, is that it's either our way or no way. We're not going to allow somebody to get enriched and not pay us. And this is colonization, and if the Iranian people will decide. That's all. See, and the tempo and what they're talking about is all deceptive. When the real intention is this, why don't they want Iran to have nukes? So-called, let's take it from this standpoint. Because then Iran can defend themselves from their sanctions. Then not only that, Iran becomes significant because of the sanctions that they try to attest or attach won't be relevant anymore because they have resources that the world needs in order to function their economy. So the U.S., they won't need the petrodollar anymore. See, the U.S. is trying to prevent everybody from leaving the petrodollar. And how do you do that? You can, just like they convince everybody here that somebody out of Afghanistan was involved in bringing down buildings in New York is all through deceptive tactics. And that's really what it is. So they laid out this plan. I posted it. Check out what the plan is. This whole plan is about war. This whole plan is about either do what we say or that's it. And some of the things that they wanted Iran to do. Closed heavy water reactors, allowed the IAEA inspectors everywhere. Who is the IAEA? That's them. And ballistic missiles, release U.S. citizens in support of Hezbollah and the Houthis and the Taliban. Iran must withdraw from Syria. That was my favorite one. Iran must withdraw from Syria. Pretty soon, the U.S. isn't going to be asked to withdraw. The U.S. will be evicted from everywhere in the world. Who are they that Iran has to withdraw from Syria when Syria invited them? The U.S. invaded Syria. Iran must support Iraqi government disarming the Shia militants. That was their demand. I love the next slide. Iran must withdraw from Syria. You know who that is, right? These are all the neocons. And ballistic. It's so funny and it's so childish and immature. And this is why this is going to be extremely, extremely violent for us all. Here's one of the things was going on. Now, over the weekend, or last week, Turkey started. Let me read you something really quickly from a Turkish publication translated to English, and it goes along with what Scotty's question was. And I really want to get into today's show, Be About Your Business. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Here's what's up. Turkey. Hold on. All right, 220 tons of gold to arrive in Turkey. Central banks, the U.S. Federal Reserve's Fed, brought to Turkey in the eye of all of the gold in 2017. The Turkish government had repatriated all of its gold, 222 tons, which is in the possession of the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank in New York. And provides from abroad in Turkey and the People's Bank to begin to receive their gold. It was learned that Zarif and Kushif Bank accelerated their efforts to bring back 95 tons of gold. See, they wanted all their gold back, and they're trying to get 95 tons of gold. Here's the key. The U.S. ain't going to allow Turkey to get nothing. Remember what Turkey did last week? They said they'll defend the Palestinian people. They said that Israel is a terrorist state and that they will protect the people. This was all a part of the setup because they already knew that Turkey was going to be trying to repatriate their gold. The call of the president, the use of gold against the dollar to get rid of exchange rate, has attracted attention. Did you hear what just happened? The use of gold against the dollar to get rid of exchange rates. See, here's the key thing. What is an exchange rate, y'all? An exchange rate is a tax. where you got to first pay the U.S. to be able to buy anything, to sell anything, to acquire oil, to buy oil or to sell oil, to buy goods or to sell goods, because the U.S. dollar is the petrodollar. Was the petrodollar and was the reserve currency of the world, where all governments had to be, all governments had to have in their overall holdings U.S. debt. So basically, it's like this. You're someone, the best way to understand this is that you as an individual person, someone is paying your bills, someone is paying your debt. See, then we run up, see, then you have the potential to run up the debt because you're exploiting someone. So it's just like you and I, if someone else was paying for all the debt that you created, how much appreciation would you have for that debt? None whatsoever. See, that's what the U.S. was doing with the petrodollar and reserve currency status. They were running up the debt that somebody else was paying. And how were they paying? They were paying for it in real resources. The U.S. was extracting resource and resource influence over the world, which made them grossly wealthy. But here's the thing, they started to choke on it. So here it is. The president of Turkey calls to use gold against the dollar to get rid of the exchange rate, has attracted attention. Who did it attract attention from? The U.S. and everybody else in the world, and they started to agree, and the U.S. started to tremble. The central bank, CBRT, determined in its activities report for 2017 that there were significant developments in gold reserves. In contents, the central bank, the U.S. Federal Reserve, Fed, on their property in the eye of, in the eye of all the gold that brought to Turkey in 2017, the amount of gold in the CBRT, which is the Turkish Central Bank, this is all of the banks are in one big franchise, which appears to be about 28.7 tons in Fed's account in 2016, did not give a balance at the end of 2017. In this contents, the gold reserve in front of BIST reached 37.2 tons. People Bank of Turkey brought, the People's Bank bringing Turkey in the gold location abroad incorporated to Istanbul Stock Exchange has delivered. The amount of gold was 220 tons. These 29 tons belong to Halfer Bank. Agriculture and foundation activity. It was learned that Zaret and Wagner Bank started their works to bring gold back from abroad to the country. Currently, they own 95 tons of gold, 57 tons in London and 38 tons in a bank in London. Total gold reserves, 564 tons. The CBRT gross gold consists of its own net gold reserves, and the reserves belong to the bank, according to the end of 2017. Now, let me stop it right there. You keep hearing the banks. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that the banks control the gold, and the people have none whatsoever. But when the banks start calling for their gold back, guess what they do? They make people fight it to get it back. The ones that have to give up the gold are saying that we're going to start a war so that this doesn't happen. And the ones that are demanding the gold are said they're going to start a war to get it. And who loses? The people never get any gold. This is why you got to be about your business. So now, Turkey is repatriating its gold. What does that mean for Turkey? That's even worse than what Saddam did, because look at what happened with Gaddafi, with the African Union. He wanted to start, you hear the show, the gold dinar. Because of that, that would totally change the overall balance of power. And if the banks of the central banks of the world, if they hold the gold, then their servitude and enslavement will be even worse.
But if the people of the world ever control gold, it would be a different outcome and circumstances that we would live under. So right now, Turkey is public enemy number one for the Federal Reserve. Who's the Federal Reserve? It's a private banking organization that taxes you every day through income tax, state tax, through sales tax, and through all types of taxes. It goes to a private organization. And guess what they'll do? They'll say, wait a minute, Turkey, you want your gold back? No, we're not going to have that. As a matter of fact, I got 10 kids from Chicago, 20 kids from New York, from Brooklyn. I got 200 kids from Southern California. I got 400 kids from Texas that I'm going to put uniforms on and send them over to your country to take it back. And you better have some armed people to meet them. So what are they doing? They're getting somebody else. They're getting our children to fight their overall battles for control of us itself. Because as you heard the saying, the golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. Now, Scotty asked a question. And his earlier question was about, why isn't there an African country that's in the top 10? And that's a very, very important question. And I want to get to that because that's what this is all about. And this is a complete setup. This is why Germany and Britain, Turkey, Austria, and other nations are the target of the U.S. sanctions. Because those are the ones that are actually repatriating their gold. And whenever gold moves, ladies and gentlemen, war starts. When gold settles, that means the controlling factors are not threatened by the people of the world. So when gold moves, this is when war starts. Here's the significance of what's happening here. Let me just really quickly, I think I got to close some windows. Okay, yeah, that's what we got to do. All right, so now, from the gold holdings, the global gold holdings, this comes from the World Gold Council. The top 10 nations, and it's not even 10 nations that's in the top, I mean, there's in the top 10 nations, or the top 10 gold holders, is not even 10 nations that's there. And that's very, very significant. And not only that, a lot of this is lies. But let's go over the top 10. Let's do the 12. Let's do 12. No, let's do 13. Let's do 13. There's a reason why I say 13. Number one is the United States, which holds, is said to report it to hold 8,000 tons of gold. And that's roughly around 74% of the global gold reserves, Forex reserves. But see, the thing about the U.S. gold is all the gold that they have is stolen, either from the people or from other sovereign nations. It ain't theirs. Number two is Germany with 3,300 tons, 69% of the world. Hold on, stop. Germany? Germany. What was so critical about Germany? Oh, yeah. Germany wanted to repatriate all their gold from the U.S. And when they did that, the U.S., that means that the U.S. gold holdings is being shrunk by everyone that's taking the gold back. Remember when Chavez repatriated his gold? He was the first country in the modern post economic collapse, banking collapse or scandal to do it. And what happened to Chavez? He came up with a mysterious cancer. They got their gold back, and then they destroyed the overall economy of Venezuela, forcing Venezuela to do what with the gold that they were able to repatriate back to them? Steal it. Why is that so significant? Where did they get the gold that they sent to Venezuela? They darn sure didn't send it from their vaults. You know what they did? They killed Gaddafi, seized the gold out of Libya, and sent that to Venezuela. So when Germany starts to, when Germany asked for their gold back, the U.S. got nervous and upset because they couldn't directly attack them. So what did they do? They stalled them. They created economic havoc for Deutsche Bank and in the country itself while they had to find a way to get their gold back. So what did they do? They stole it from the Ukraine. This is where they sent the Nazis in to go in, destabilize that, and then while they were destabilizing that, they weren't there for the overall overthrow, and this harmed Russia as well. They were there to steal the gold. They stole the gold, took it, and then that's one of the payments that they sent to Germany. Germany even told the whole world. They said, hey, the gold bars that you sent us aren't the ones that we ordered it when we sent you. You sent us somebody else's gold. You know what the U.S. says? Shut up and just take it. What does that tell Germany? Major problems. Wait a minute. If they're telling us to shut up and take this little down payment of gold, that means that they've already don't have plans on giving us back our gold. Just like when they told Germany, no, you can't audit the gold. You can't get it back right now because we got a hurricane that's on the way. Germany asked for their gold back, and they wanted auditors and everything else, and the U.S. told them no. They kept saying, no, you're gonna give us our gold back. And then what did they do? They created a storm that went straight, named Hurricane Sandy, that went straight through lower Manhattan and flooded out the overall vaults and said, oh, the vaults are flooded. What vault can be flooded? It ain't no that defeats the purpose of a vault. And it doesn't matter if it's flooded or not. It's gold. Water does no damage to it. It's not like their paper contracts and their pieces of papers at the DTCC, that's the true bonds for all the stocks. All of that got destroyed. So guess what everybody's dealing with? That whenever you buy stocks today, you have no way of getting that stock back at any given time, because guess what? All the records was destroyed in Hurricane Sandy at the DTCC. Why were they doing it? That was the crime. That was the crime to cover the theft of everything. And to say, oh, that stuff isn't no longer any good. This is getting real. So now, when they repatriated, when Germany wanted their gold back, the U.S. had to do what? Create a destabilizing event to overthrow, using the Nazis to overthrow the Ukrainian government, send that whole Ukraine all in a upheaval. But it was also a strategic move because it was important for the Ukraine never to fall out of control of the U.S. and the Nazis, because if it did, the Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe. See, by controlling the overall food, the U.S. was able to control Germany. By controlling the natural gas, they was able to control Germany. By doing that, they were always, always in control. But now they started to lose control. So now, Germany wanted to repatriate their gold. So on the list of repatriation of gold was Venezuela, look what happened to them. Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands. But see, if you look at Austria and the Netherlands, what they repatriated was far much less, and they couldn't come up with a good reason to get them. So you know what they clumped them into? The EU. What is the EU being attacked for now? The Iranian deal. It's all a setup. So the major countries that have been repatriating their gold, and now add Turkey to that list, Venezuela, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, and Turkey. And there's other smaller nations that's trying to repatriate their gold, but they're easy to deal with. You just tell them no, and they can't really do much of anything. So now, let's take a look at that. So you got Germany repatriating their gold. They got the second largest amount of gold. Next comes number three, the International Monetary Fund, and it has 2,800 tons of gold. Let's stop right there. The International Monetary, and this is in the top 10. International Monetary Fund, number four is Italy, France, China, Russia, Switzerland, Japan, and the Netherlands at number 10. The Netherlands has 612 tons. Japan has 775 tons. Switzerland is reported to have 1,000 tons. Russia is reported to have 1,700 tons. China is reported to have 1,850 tons. That is a lie. China probably has over 9,000 tons of gold, but far more silver than all of them. Why? Because they buddies with North Korea. All right, but that's for another show. France has 2,400 tons of gold. Italy has 2,400 tons of gold. And the International Monetary Fund has 28 tons of gold. Here's the key to that. The U.S. gold is stolen. All of the gold that they have is stolen. It's the other country's gold, and it stole it from the citizens. They stole it from in a cash for gold scheme against all of the U.S. citizens back in 1933, known as the Banking Act, when Roosevelt signed the Banking Act that every person needed to hand over all of their gold to their nearest Federal Reserve Bank. And we think nothing really matters. This is why everybody's so broke and dependent on this system so much. Listen, when we get ready to go to a commercial break, when we come back out of the commercial break, I got to tie this all together so that you can see how this is really leading to the overall war. The golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in with on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I'm going to take calls in a minute. Let me just finish this. Okay, so now, we read the top 10. Number three is the International Monetary Fund. It's not even a nation. They don't even have an economy. You know what the International Monetary Fund does? They go around the world and they steal from third world countries by putting them into debt and stealing their assets. This is why Haiti was targeted for the 2011 earthquake, because they found a large gold deposit in Haiti. So what happens? The International Monetary Fund wanted that to be taken, and that's what they did. And the Clinton Foundation was a part of it all. So the International Monetary Fund is not even a nation. The international, the IMF, they call it the International Monetary Fund, but it really stands for the International MF. Because that's what they do to countries. They screw countries completely over. They have countries that are in debt. They put them in debt even further, give them exorbitant interest rates, and when they can't pay, they seize their resources. They take their gold. And to us, gold and silver and all that stuff, it don't matter. We want paper. But see, the criminals and the controllers know what's up. No silver, no gold, no way to control mankind. Because most people don't know the significance of those things. The species, the living species of the precious metals, as living a living entity just like you. That's why they can't put a patent on it. They didn't create it. So, this is why The top 10, it doesn't even have 10 nations in it. Number three is the International Monetary Fund. It's not even a country, but what they do is they go around and they steal resources from people to subjugate and enslave them even further. Then you got Italy, then all the way down to number 10. Number 10 is the Netherlands. Wait a minute. The Netherlands was one of the countries, so the top 10, let's look at everybody in the top 10 that's repatriated their gold. Germany, the Netherlands, China, and Russia. And now you're getting Japan and Italy doing the same thing. So now they're starting to pull their gold. Guess where the gold is coming from? The 8,000 tons of gold that the U.S. is supposedly have. See, the U.S. shouldn't even be accounting for the gold that they hold for other countries because it's not theirs, but they look at it that way. This is why the system always tells you, work for me now and I promise to pay you later. Give me your valuable labor, your money of your life, and I'll pay you later. And they never do. They give you a piece of paper that loses purchasing power and is depreciating as a debt instrument while you and we have given up our precious energy. Our precious energy has built the overall everything. But it was built, our energy was used in a malevolent way, even a malevolent way against us. Still was energy, still was valuable, still was useful, still created a living form. So now, Netherlands, number 10. Let's go to let's go down to 13. Number 11 is India. Y'all ready, y'all? What number 12 is? At 504 tons of gold. The European Central Bank. The ECB, that's the EU. Uh-oh, so wait a minute. Germany and Netherlands and the EU, and then number 13 is Turkey, 482 tons of gold. They just pulled 202 tons from the U.S. Why is that so significant? Because China is building its overall gold reserves and the U.S. is depleting its gold reserves. The U.S. sent a bunch of gold to China for its debt. Guess what that gold was? They stole it from you, the everyday people. It was known as back in 2000, you remember in 2000 to 2009, you saw cash for gold places everywhere. Well, what they did was they took all of that gold, smelted it down, and sent it to China for payment. So now we don't even have jewelry-grade gold anymore in our homes. The golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. Why don't the people rule? Because they have no resources to base the rule off of. System does. The general people have no goals, so they make no rules. They are subjugated to the rule. This is very, very important, and they put these deceptive methods in front of us all the time, and we don't know because we've never been given a proper education. We've just been thoroughly schooled to death. So it goes on. 13 is Turkey. The first African, Lebanon, has 286 tons of gold. The first African nation, just above it, is number 24. The first African nation is number 25. The first above them is Venezuela at 180 tons of gold. Number 25 is Algeria, is number 25. It's 173 tons of gold. And the thing about this is that that's not even their gold. They're a colony of France. And if you go through all of these countries are controlled and their gold is controlled by someone else. The lion's share of the gold is controlled by is generally controlled by two particular countries working in consortium with each other, France and the United States. Because France was the first country to call the U.S. bluff in the 70s and 60s. They said, wait a minute, because the French had been stealing gold from people all over the world and colonizing them, so they knew the value of money. They knew the difference between currency and money. So they called the U.S. bluff and said, the U.S. is bluffing. They don't have the gold, they're not able to have the gold window because they don't have enough gold for how much paper they created. And then that's why Nixon closed the gold window, made a deal with China, told China, we'll send you some gold if you'll buy our debt, and we'll get Saudi Arabia through their oil to pay for it all. You know what China said? Cool, we'll do that. They cut France into the deal as well. France, be quiet. This is why the French went in to Libya with the U.S. to steal the gold. It's all an evil tangled web. Then the next African country is number 29, South Africa, with 125 tons of gold. But where does the lion's share of gold come from? The lion's share of gold comes from the continent. And all of that's been stolen from the continent through colonization and subjugation. And this has become a real problem. But here's the most important thing about that whole thing. All these countries have gold and the people don't. How many ounces of gold do you have? How many tons of gold do you have? And because we're not looking at it in a resource way, the resources is the key. Here's why. If you have resources, what need would you ever have for a boss? What need would you, if you're able to have resources to sustain your life, give you a quality of life and a standard of living, why would you need any boss? You wouldn't. That's the critical thing here. And when gold moves, war starts. And now the gold has been siphoned from the general population and the people is put into the balance of power of control. The reason why there are no African nations here, because Africa controls nothing. They provide for the method of control for everyone else. And that'd be resources. Oil. That's real money. Gold, silver, which is a totally different conversation that's above and beyond, way beyond gold.
Hey, Dave.
Yep. Yes, Scotty, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you did just say that's a conversation beyond that, but I just want to point out, though, man, how some of us complain about the system of white supremacy, but yet we enable it. You know, we enable that. And that's cause, you know, we have misleadership and we don't hold them accountable. I mean, it just boggles my mind that you can have a resource-rich continent like that and yet you be on the bottom rung of the economic ladder. You know, it was really shameful how the African Union didn't come to the aid of Libya, which, again, is part of the African Union. I don't know about now, but, you know, I mean, it's just pathetic, man. At what point do we stop blaming people when we're facilitating our own demise, is what I'm saying.
Right, Scotty. And this is why this network is so important, because that's what it's about. Libya is number 31 at 116, above Greece and South Korea. Mexico is just above them. South Africa is just above Libya. And this is amazing. Remember, Austria repatriated their gold. They're number 21. So now all of these people, why is all of this going on? Here's what's going on. And if you notice, you don't see the UK on any of this in a significance. The UK is down at number 17. UK was repatriating their gold as well, too. You know why the UK is down there? Because they want themselves to be down there because they control the whole gold market. They control the whole gold market, but they just don't want to take the eye of scrutiny. So they've been repatriating their gold. Out of the top 20, there are multiple nations that are pulling their gold from the U.S., top 21. And they are Austria, Saudi Arabia as well, U.K., Spain, Turkey, the EU, India, the Netherlands, Japan, Switzerland has repatriated their gold too. Russia, China, and some of them are repatriating their gold by doing what? By acquiring even more. So that dilutes the U.S. So all of them is a battle for gold right now. Because whoever wins that controls the economic levers and balance of the world. And within our community, we've walked away for that. We walked into cream. Cash rules everything around me. And because we have that type of mentality, we lose our overall significance. We lose our significance. We lose our positioning. We lose our ability to sustain ourselves, to be self-sufficient. So then now, the borrower becomes the beggar. And the beggar becomes the infirmed. And right now, this whole thing is all based upon the movement of control of assets. Because whoever controls the oil and the natural gas is able to exchange that piece of paper for real money of gold. And that's what the overall world is doing right now. All of the sovereign wealth funds are in a race against each other. This is why the trade thing is so important, because it's a race against each other to acquire assets before the debt paradigm blows out. And when it blows out, it's going to be the gold holding. This is going to blow the debt out. The announcement that countries are no longer accepting debt for payment. When they say that they're no longer accepting the dollar, they're really saying they're no longer accepting the U.S. debt. And then what's going to come after that is that they're going to broaden that, and they say we're not going to accept debt anymore. If you don't have collateral, you don't have a word. They're going to tell you that money talks. And then now that's when the whole thing is going to change. See, we thought paper was money. But the overall, the ones that do know, that have established the controlling factor of everything, they know what real money is. This is why Africa is not in the top, is not number one, because they know to exploit Africa to get that overall gold and other resources out of the continent. Now you control the whole world. And this is what puts us all. Not only have they done it to the continent, but they've done it to the community as well. They took everything of relevant value away, and they've given the people the overall, you heard the saying, let them eat cake. let them suffocate on nothingness. And this is what they put into place. So, like, right now, when you're starting these here, these sanctions and all this other stuff, that's the setup for the overall movement of gold that's going on behind closed doors, behind the scenes, that is hurting somebody. The rest of the world, the power is shifting to the east. That does not mean the economic power that they've created is shifting to the east. That's the influence, the economic influence that's shifting to the east. But what's shifting to the east is the money. And it's shifting to the east out of the west. Real money has been leaving this, our homes, our communities, and is moving somewhere else. But see, it's moving there by the transportation and the methodology that the system wants, known as the fall of empires. Every empire they build, they can collapse it at any time. They can pull it. And they're nuking empires all the time, and they're letting the buildings fall on all of the people. They implode the empires. All empires fall because it's artificially built up. I want you to think about the significance of this real quick before we get out of here. Think about this. The power of the ecosystem versus the economy. Man's created the economy. The great creators created the ecosystem. When man breaks down the forest to create their civilization through enslavement of building buildings, roads, and everything else, here's the power of the ecosystem. No matter how wealthy you think you are, the ecosystem will always defeat you. Here's why. All of the buildings that you make through enslavement have to be maintained because they're not natural, they're artificial. If you don't maintain them, they break down. The actual ecosystem will consume them back. Have you ever seen a disenfranchised community? What happens to the grass? What happens to the trees? It grows all through the buildings that man has created, the homes and everything else. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be Vegas. It could be Washington, D.C. The grass and the trees will grow through the concrete. But concrete doesn't naturally grow anywhere. It has to be manipulated to be created on the backs of slaves to be put there. That's the power of the ecosystem. It consumes everything that man builds if he's not able to keep up. So, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. Melanated Root is coming up on After Tando Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed you all being here. So, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. But I definitely want you to think about that. When man builds, the ecosystem eventually takes over when they're not able to maintain their overall strong hand or the manipulative, depressive, oppressive agenda. They lose it to the ecosystem. We need to get back to the ecosystem, y'all. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would, if you would chime us out of here, greatly appreciate it. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace,
bro.
All right.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.